الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا شیخ العلوم حضرت شیخ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور العلوم کا کلام، ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی، ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی، لک ایٹ دا بینیفیشل افیکٹ آف خانقاہ. مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی، نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی. مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی، نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی. چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی، چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی. اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی، اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی. غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا، غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا، بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی، بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی. نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی. حسینوں سے اگر ملنا نہ چھوڑا، حسینوں سے اگر ملنا نہ چھوڑا، نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی، نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی. وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں، وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں. ملی ہے جس کو آہ سحرگاہی، ملی ہے جس کو آہ سحرگاہی. ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی، ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی. ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی، ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی. کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر، کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر. فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی، فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی. نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی. غذا اس نفس سرکش کی تو کم کر، غذا اس نفس سرکش کی تو کم کر. نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی، نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی، نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی. جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا، جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا، وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی، وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی. ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی، ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی، ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی، مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی، ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی، ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی، ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی، جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی، وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی، چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی، اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی، مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی، نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. فرینڈز، میک دعا دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ریئلی پٹس دی ریئلٹی آف دیز ورڈز انٹو اور ہارٹس. دیز آر دا ورڈز آف اے گریٹ ولی آف دی ٹائم، مدرسہ شیخ عارف باللہ رومی زمانہ تبریز دورہ، حضرت شاہ مولانا محمد عظیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. ورڈز دیٹ وی بین ہیئرنگ فار ایئرز اینڈ ایئرز، بٹ ریئلی اٹ ہیزنٹ کم انٹو مائی ہارٹ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the reality into our hearts. The title of this poem is Zara Dekho To Faiz-e Khanqah. Look at the real effect of coming to the Khanqah. That the type of environment we will stay in, that is what will rub off on us. And in many ash'ar and in many poems, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that stay in the company of the Ahlullah, of those who have really got a nisbat, a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely it will rub off onto you. We'll just try and literally translate these poems and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the reality into our hearts. Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, Macha degi wo bahi mein tabahi, na kar e dost hargiz bad nigahi. That really this lust, when it overtakes a person, then it will create havoc, it will create chaos in a person's life. Things will seem very, very rosy, but everything will be going upside down, topsy-turvy, what a person will think. And then end of the day when you will see what was the end result, that I had a good family, I had a good job, I had a good portfolio, I had good friends, I had good company, I was going to masjid, and what did I end up doing? Just one illicit relationship. Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi says, and it all starts from the eyes. The nurkar e dost, with a lot of love and yearning and a lot of compassion, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi is using the word dost, that, oh my friend, please don't make bad nigah, don't look at things that you are not supposed to look at. Otherwise, the end result will be very, very bad. And he says that, chatai par milega takht shahi, agar hasil karo ishq-e ilahi. Really, just in what outwardly may seem poverty, a person living in a small hut with a straw mat as his bed, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and it was, I think, who came to the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and saw the imprint of the bathing of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Mubarak body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he shed tears, and he said that, aren't we on the truth? How is it that the non-believers, they've got everything, the rulers of Rome and of Persia, they've got everything. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is for them and for us in the Akhirah. That everything of us, we work towards that. So even in a straw mat, in what may outwardly seem just enough to survive, but a person will get the royal throne. And you see that in the life of Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullahi alayhi, that how he sacrificed his royal, his kingdom, he's being the king, how he sacrificed it, just to go and live like an ordinary person, in the remembrance and in the pursuit and in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا بکے گی پھر زبا واہی تباہی. And if per chance you become overwhelmed at the situation and you lose control of yourself then the end result will be that where you were and now, what you used to speak and now what is coming out from the tongue, now what is coming out from one's actions, now what type of life a person had, and what type of a person, what type of company he used to be in, and what type of company has come into now. Ghadab se agar tu maghloob hua hoga, if perchance it happens that you become overwhelmed, but friends, we've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our side. Our life is not a life of despair, and not a life of depression, and not a life where we lose hope. We've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi said, that it will never ever happen that the people in the pharmacies and the scientists will manufacture an ointment that if a person burns, no matter even if it's a fourth degree burn, that he just applies the ointment and the person becomes right, absolutely no effect of the burn left. Then also nobody will say, and listen, oh my child, come here, let me put this burning oil on you. We've got that ointment, we'll put it on you and you'll get better. Tawbah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that we have been created weak and we make mistakes and we err. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the avenue of Tawbah, that we come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as he said, that is an emergency matter. If perchance a believer, a person who is really in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he makes a mistake, then that is the avenue. Hasino se agar milna na chora, nahi pehnega darbare ilahi. If a person does not stop getting involved in all these illicit relations and looking at all the beautiful dolls of this world, then it will never ever happen that you will reach in the darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we learn here, that an ordinary glass, we won't take municipal water in a dirty glass, in an exposed or even just a glass which won't even say dirty, just soiled with a person's hair, a person was eating with oil and with ghee. In that glass also a person doesn't want to take the ordinary municipal water. Where will he take zamzam in it? Like that, if the heart is filled with everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come into that heart? So give up meeting with all these dollies of the world and looking at things which you are not supposed to. If you want to reach the darbar, you want to reach in the precincts and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahi poncha hai darbar khuda mein, mili hai jisko aah sahargahi. That person reached the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person became the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person became the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the tawfiq of sahargahi, of waking up in the early hours of the morning and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tahajjud and begging for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. That person will show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he wants the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull him closer to him. Huwe hai rin kitne awliya bhi, zara dekho to faiz-e khanqahi. How many a person, that if you read their history, what type of life they led. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, and so many buzurg, so many awliya, that today when we take their names, we take it with that yearning that I wish I can be like them. And when you take their names, you say rahmatullahi alayhi. If somebody has to disrespect them, then we will be prepared to stand up and give our lives for them. But if you look at the past, then what it was. But when they came to the Khanqah, when they came into the company of the awliya, Hazrat Allama Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, when he came into the company of Shams Tabriz rahmatullahi alayhi, then what became of him? What he was and what became of him? Like that is so many of the awliya. That is why our Shaykh always tells us that we should read some kitab of the biographies of our pious predecessors, so that it can have some effect on us, and we can open up our eyes and really realize what is the purpose of life. Khula kya raaz sultan balkh par, faqiri li hai dekar taj shahi. What the secrets of the heart must have been opened up on Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, that he gave up his kingdom, he gave up being the king, just to go out into the jungles, looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to pull a person. Then we see in his life how many incidents of the camel on the roof, and the maid who was making up the bed with the rose petals, and all those incidents, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled him close. But the first step has to be taken by a person like me, who's got nothing. Then we come, we take that one step, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull us towards him. Ghiza is dast se sharkat ki tu kam kar, nakha har roz zalim murghamai. The ghiza of the nafs is food and comfort and pleasure. So our awliya tell us that qillat-e-anam and qillat-e-manam and qillat-e-ta'am, these are the things that we should try and bring into our lives. Staying away even from things which are halal, every now and then keeping fast. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted on Mondays, on Thursdays, 3 days a month. We should also try and bring this, to try and bring this nafs into control. These are the things that feed the nafs, and we should try and control it. The love for position and the love for wealth and pomp and glory, all these things we should try and bring it into control, and thus you will only get at the feet of the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfeeq. Jo ahle dil ki sohbat mein rahega, wahi paayega bas ishq ilahi. That person will stay in the company of the ahlullah, of the people who have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only those people will really get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Automatically it will rub off onto us. We won't have to make any effort. We will see them keeping fast, we will also keep fast. We will see them making tilawat of Quran Sharif, they will encourage us, and we will also start making tilawat of Quran Sharif. We will see them making nawafil namaz, then they will encourage us, and it will rub off onto us also. Without them even telling us, just looking at them, we will want to be like them, and the effect of their life will definitely rub off onto us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with it and everybody else. Mili akhtar jise nizbet khuda ki, mitadi usne mahi aur jahi. That person, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah, taking his name and giving advice to everybody. First of all, to a person like me that is taking his name, he's saying, that person who got the nizbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he wiped out from his life that desire for wealth and the desire for comfort and the desire for worldly pleasures and the desire for position and the desire for attention. That person wiped it out. He made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is, jo ek tu mera, to sab kuch mera, that oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. Jo ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Oh Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. That person will get it, who will stay in the company of the Ahlullah, in the company of those people who already have it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it to us all.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد إذن from the كتاب حياة المسلمين of مولانا أشرف علي ثامي رحمة الله عليه the chapter on reciting the Quran Majid reciting and teaching the Quran Majid 2 weeks ago we had read certain portions certain hadith from there to continue رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said he who listens to even a single ayat being recited by another obtains such a virtue which perpetually multiplies, that is, it increases in sawab continuously. The one who recited the ayah will on the day of Qiyamah find the recited ayah in the form of nur, which will be of greater value and significance than the virtue which accrued to the one who had listened to the recitation. Note, if one is unable to recite, one should always listen to the recital of others. Such listening is rewarded with considerable sawab. There is absolutely no difficulty involved in the obtaining of such great thawab by means of such a simple method. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, continue reciting the Quran, because on the day of Qiyamah, it will appear as an intercessor for the reciter. Note, the intercession of the Quran will result in the reciter being pardoned. Now the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, the Quran will petition Allah Ta'ala to cloak the one who has recited it with garments of honor and respect. A crown of honor will be placed on the head of the reciter. The Quran will then petition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower his pleasure on the reciter. Allah ta'ala will then become pleased with him. The reciter will then be asked to recite the Quran Kareem, thereby attaining higher ranks of elevation. In reward for each verse, a virtue will accrue to him. Another hadith as well describes the elevation of ranks by means of reciting the Quran Kareem in the year after. The hadith states, continue climbing higher and higher in rank with your recitation in the same way as you recited with care and concern on earth. Your abode of residing is located at that rank attained with the last ayat recited. One should now reflect and take advantage of this great treasure in store in the akhirat by striving in the recitation of the Quran Kareem. Efforts should be made to secure this wonderful wealth for one's offspring. If one experiences difficulty in memorizing or in reciting, one should never lose hope and give up the recitation. Even reciting in such circumstances is very virtuous, as has been explained earlier. If unable to commit the Quran to memory, then merely recite it by way of nadhara, by looking inside and reading. Impart this recitation to others as well. The significance and sawab are indeed great. The acquisition of the ways and means of a practice or act, which is incumbent and rewardable, is also incumbent and rewardable. Like it is essential to render the act or practice, so too it is essential to acquire its means and ways. This is something which is obvious. It is therefore incumbent to make the necessary arrangements for learning and teaching the Quran and Majid. The ways and means of rendering this duty is to establish a maktab or madrasa in your locality so that the children can be taught the Quran and Majid. Adults too should devote some time towards this acquisition. If a free instructor or teacher is not available, the community should engage a salaried teacher. Boys who have acquired the knowledge of reciting at the madrasa should teach it to the females at home. In this way, all the males and females will be able to recite the Quran and Majid. If unable to recite the Quran and Majid, at least a person should memorize a few surahs. Besides the above, there are some other rights and demands of the Quran and Majid. These are: number one, once the Quran and Majid has been learned, it should never be forgotten. Whatever part or parts have been learned should always be remembered. Number two, a person who wishes to learn the translation of the Quran and Majid should not undertake the task by means of self-study. In self-study of the Quran's translation is the grave danger of misunderstanding. Its translation should be studied under the guidance of an alim. Number three, the Quran and Majid demands the utmost respect and reverence. Never stretch your legs in its direction, nor turn your back towards it. Do not sit higher than the Quran and Majid, and do not place it on the ground. Place it on a desk or pillow, or any high place. Number four, torn, tattered and unusable pages and copies of the Quran and Majid should be wrapped in a clean cloth and buried in such a spot which will not be trampled underfoot. And number five, when reciting the Quran and Majid, contemplate and think that you are speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The spiritual light with which the heart will then become imbued, will be perceived by a person. A person will actually perceive a spiritual light, and then you feel the heart getting the spiritual light when a person contemplates that he is conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to fulfill the rights of the Quran and Majid.